U.S. greater than 24 Yo who worked as garbage collector to pay for studies is now a Harvard law student. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz 24 Yo who worked as garbage collector to pay for studies is now a Harvard law student news. Irresponsible Malaysians are throwing trash everywhere in this KL apartment. Watch, lost puppy reunites with owner by going to its usual vet for help. Underprivileged Malaysian family lives in rubbish storage room as they're too poor. This Majin cerebral palsy warrior is selling face masks, willing to help those in need too. Sassy the Don outraged at Malaysian radio industry for not supporting own local artists. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. 24 Yo who worked as garbage collector to pay for studies is now a Harvard law student. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. 11 things that only interns will relate to during their internship journey. People Features Lifestyle, Roti Canai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade, here's why Malaysians need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Restaurant in India serves mask parotas to spread awareness. Adventure Water Park Desaru Coast reopens with a buy one free one ticket promotion. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As the old adage goes, where there's a will, there is a way. Despite facing sometimes incredible challenges, those who are determined enough will always somehow find a way to achieve their goals, regardless of how daunting they may be. And this most certainly is the case with one young man who managed to enroll into one of America's most prestigious law schools by the merit of hard work. Born into what many would consider to be an overwhelmingly middle-class family background, life for 24-year-old Rehan Staten was decidedly normal until his mother left their family when he was just 8 years old to move out of America. Left with two young sons, Rehan's father was faced with the difficulty of raising them both on his own on a single-parent income. Rehan Staten at 8 years old. Born and raised in Bowie, Maryland, Rehan and his family wound up facing financial instability after his father, who had juggled between 2 to 3 jobs to keep a roof over their heads, struggled to pay for their house and their mounting bills. The family eventually wound up experiencing food insecurity, not knowing when their next meal may come. I wasn't eating meals every day and my dad was working all the time, he recalled. Sometimes there'd be no electricity at home. Despite that, Rehan took up athletics in school and began training in martial arts. His academics, however, suffered from the result of a broken home. In fact, his grades got to a point where one of his teachers even suggested that he join a remedial class, according to CNN. Rehan, a celebrated athlete, unwilling to see his son's grades dip any further, Rehan's father miraculously found him a tutor who worked as an aerospace engineer during the day to help with his schoolwork. Eventually, by the end of that academic year, Rehan's grades not only improved substantially, he even wound up being on the honor roll. The same teacher who suggested I be placed in special education actually wrote my dad an apology note. He adds, with his newfound academic success, Rehan continued studying and training to become a professional boxer, until an unfortunate double shoulder injury cut his dreams short. Not wanting to wind up aimless, he made a point to try and apply to a number of different colleges, but wound up being rejected at each turn. So, I ended up going to work as a garbage man. Rehan Staden, left, with his brother Reggie when they both worked at Bates Trucking Trash Removal Inc. Employed under Bates Trucking and Trash Removal, his colleagues, many of whom had served time in prison, wound up supporting him and encouraged the son of the company's founders to lend him a hand. With his help, he managed to enroll into Bowie State University in 2014, and achieved an incredible 4.0 GPA. In 2016, he transferred to the University of Maryland, where he became determined to practice law. Taking the law school admissions test, LSAT, he applied to 9 law schools and wound up being accepted into 5 and waitlisted at 4. Among the schools that he was accepted to included Harvard Law School, the legal education arm of the highly coveted American Ivy League institution, reports CBS News. Throughout this time, people kind of ask me, how did you do it? It's more so how could I not do it when everyone is breaking their backs for me, and pushing for me to win, he said. Rehan Staden, 24, with his brother Reggie Staden, 27, holding his acceptance letter to Harvard Law School. Come fall of this year, he will be enrolling in Harvard Law School and taking up classes with them online. Which truly goes to show that with hard work, determination and a good support system, the sky truly is the limit. To Rehan, we wish you all the best at Harvard Law, and we hope that your story will continue to inspire leagues of other young people like yourself to achieve their ambitions. Also read, inspiring GrabFood rider continues to make deliveries during MCO despite having no hands.
Source, CNN.
Source, CNN. Source, CNN. Source, CNN. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.